A project called The Writing on the Wall has been bringing writings by incarcerated individuals to public attention using unconventional avenues of distribution. The project is a collaboration between two New Yorkers, a conceptual artist and a college professor. WBGO's John Kalish has the story.
The Writing on the Wall project was started by the artist Hank Willis Thomas and Boz Dreisinger, who describes herself on Twitter as a professor and agitator. It grew out of the work Thomas and Dreisinger did with inmates at a New York prison as part of Dreisinger's Prison to College Pipeline program.
In many ways, prison is this last bastion of the written word and the physical written word on papers and letters. And there was so much poetry in there, just so much beauty, drawings, thoughts, so much reflection of humanity.
500 years of distorted images through greed that traumatized us in whelps and scabs that never left us.
This is Devon Simmons, a former inmate, reading a poem from the Writing on the Wall project.
Wounds remain to be tampered, so it remains fresh. It is hard to forget or forgive when slave masters' mentalities remain to progress without rest.
Simmons served 15 years in New York prisons. He was the first graduate of the Prison to College Pipeline program at the Otisville Correctional Facility, where he attended a seminar with the artist Hank Willis Thomas. Thomas says working with his incarcerated students sparked the idea of sharing their creative output with those on the other side of the prison wall.
It was a eureka moment. Look at all the wisdom, look at all the heart that is imprisoned in our society. There was a huge hypocrisy or irony that I thought we could and should be focusing on.
Thomas and Dreisinger got a group of architects to design a mobile installation booth that resembled a prison cell. In November 2019, the booth was installed in Manhattan's Highline Park. Boz Dreisinger.
People were sitting on the floor of the booth reading every word. I mean, we covered it literally from head to toe, including the floor, and there was plexiglass on the floor. People couldn't get enough. I mean, they were staying there for hours just reading everything because it's such an intimate reflection of humanity and the humanity that has been warehoused away.
Imprisoned by COVID by Mr. Roland Davis. We were all taken over by a virus, more insidious than any terrorist attack. As the days and weeks turned into months, Americans locked themselves into their homes in fear of what was to come. We had to lock inside our cages because it was the safest place for us to be.
The Writing on the Wall's mobile booth was set to travel to four cities in the U.S., but the tour was canceled by the pandemic. So a Brooklyn company called Chemistry Creative helped the project design a system for projecting writings on buildings, often on structures that are part of the criminal justice system. Sydney McDonald is a producer with the company.
The first time we did this, nobody was out on the streets. There was still very strict bans on everything being closed, and nobody actually really saw it in real life besides the people who were there to put the projections on.
The Writing on the Wall has projected prison writings and artwork in Detroit, New Orleans, Philadelphia, and Columbus. When Matthew Wilson was incarcerated, he spent a year making Swords of Fortune, a 70-page graphic novel. Excerpts from the work were included in the mobile booth and projected on the U.S. Justice Department building in Washington. Here's Wilson in a video produced by Chemistry Creative.
I don't pat myself on the back too much for actually doing it. I feel that I had the talent of doing it, but when I think about everything I put into it, I completed something that hopefully will be around longer than I'm alive.
The Writing on the Wall's founders say they'll continue trying to get this art by incarcerated individuals in public spaces in every possible way. The group will take to the streets in several cities and start wheat pasting posters with a QR code that leads to its website. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.